The Lady in Black.
Hachette Livre.
What time is it?
It's 5 o'clock. Listen, Big Ben is ringing.
Huh?
Listen, it's stopped.
Philip! Philip!
Huh?
Where is Philip?
The next morning.
Big Ben stopped at 5 o'clock last night. Experts say it's a mystery.
Why did Big Ben stop?
Yesterday we saw the lady in black near Big Ben.
Who is Philip? Who is the lady in black? Mom, it's Saturday. Why are you working today? It's exceptional. I've got some big problems at work. Goodbye.
This is interesting. Big Ben stopped ringing in 1859. Why? Look, the bell cracked.
Is that why it stopped yesterday?
No, the bell has still got the same crack today. It rings every day with no problem.
I know why Big Ben stopped. The lady in black wants us to listen to her. She has got a message. OK, let's return to Big Ben. We will take the underground.
Huh?
Big Ben is over there. The lady in black was here. I can't see any clues.
Fred, your telephone is ringing.
Huh? It isn't ringing. It isn't my telephone.
Listen, it's the red telephone box. It's ringing.
No, that's impossible.
That's curious. Today, red telephone boxes are just for decoration.
We must answer it.
Not me.
Oh, really? I'll answer it.
Where is Philip? Where is Philip?
The lady in black!
Hello? Hello? Nothing. The line is dead.
Look, there's something on the ground. Perhaps it's a clue. It's an old bus route.
Fred, does the bus exist today?
Yes, there's a bus stop in Druid Street. Oh no, that's 3 miles.
Oh no!
Huh?
Oh dear.
No problem, let's run there.
Huh?
Come on everybody, go, go, go!
In Druid Street.
The bus stop is over there.
Look, the bus is coming. Let's take it, hurry!
So this is the number 78 bus. It's very old.
I don't like this bus. I want to get off.
We can't. It's moving.
It's crossing Tower Bridge.
The bridge is opening.
Help! I don't want to die!
Oops!
Hey! It stopped! I'm alive!
Is everybody okay? Huh? I can see something on the floor.
What is it?
It's a coin. It's a clue! Let's get off the bus!
Listen to this. In 1952, the bridge began to open and the number 78 bus jumped the gap.
Look! Over there! The Tower of London. It's a message from the lady in black. We must go to the tower.
Here we are. It's empty. I don't like this place.
Many ghosts haunt the Tower of London.
Look out! The ravens are attacking us! Run! This way! No! That way! The birds are flying away!
Look! You have got a new friend! It has got something in its beak.
What are they? They're banknotes. Look, the numbers are identical. They're counterfeit. What does counterfeit mean? It means that the notes are false.
Is the coin from the bus counterfeit too?
Good question. Let me see. No, it's not. It's very old. Look, that is the head of Isaac Newton.
Isaac Newton worked for the Tower of London. Really? What did he do? They made English coins in the Tower of London. Isaac Newton detected counterfeits and tracked the criminals who made them.
You are under arrest!
Look at these counterfeit notes. I can see the name of a bank.
That's the bank where my mum works. The Bank of England. It's another message from the lady in black. We must go to your mum, now!
OK. The Bank of England is near Bank Station. Let's go!
Here's a train.
Let's get on it. It's empty.
It's cold. Very, very cold.
Suddenly...
I can't see!
Who switched off the lights?
Not me!
Where is Philip?
Fred, is that you?
Where is Philip?
It's the intercom! The lady in black! The lady in black was pointing to that man.
Huh? It's Mr. Hacker. He's my mum's boss. So, you understand, Mr. Hacker? The Bank of England is in danger.
Oh, Maggie, my dear. Of course I will help. Come with me, everyone. Taxi!
Mr. Hacker, this is not the direction to the Bank of England.
Don't worry, my boy.
Where are we going?
I said, don't worry. Here we are. Hurry up, Paddy.
Yes, sir.
Mr. Hacker, where are you going? Open the door!
I can't! All the doors are locked!
I said hurry up!
What now?
Will he be back?
I don't know. Oh no! Look at the floor! There's water everywhere! What's happening? It's the tide. London is very near the sea. Sometimes the tide on the Thames is 23 feet.
23 feet high?
Help!
Help!
Help! We must telephone for help. Do something! Quick! Quick! There's no signal! The bridge is blocking it!
Oh, no!
Fred,
What are you doing? We're all going to die and you're playing games?
Nope, I'm not playing games. I've got a signal.
Huh? How is it possible?
Well, the other day I bought a booster for my mobile. I think it was a very good idea.
Oh, Fred, I love you. Hello, Mum. It's me. This is an emergency.
The Bank of England, later that day.
Well done, kids. We arrested Mr. Hacker and Harry, his accomplice.
How?
Tissue.
We suspected and followed Mr. Hacker. There's a door in a wall just under Tower Bridge. Behind the door, there's a tunnel. And where does the tunnel go? Well, that's the interesting part. It goes to the Bank of England vaults. Mr. Hacker opened the vault. He switched off the security cameras and entered the vault. His bag was full of counterfeit banknotes. He put the counterfeits in the vault and replaced them with real banknotes. He left the bank with the bag of money, used the tunnel, met his accomplice, and passed him the money. As for you kids, you were very lucky.
Yes. After she received your telephone call, Maggie's mum alerted the Thames River Police.
Saved! Just in time!
A tissue!
I had many problems at work. I suspected counterfeit money. But I didn't suspect my boss, Mr. Hacker. That's why you went to work on Saturday. Exactly, sweetie.
Counterfeit sterling is very bad for business.
And economic disaster for Britain. But there's still a mystery.
Who is the lady in black?
Yes, and who is Philip?
I've got a book that will interest you.
Huh? Wow! Listen to this. It's amazing!
The real name of the lady in black is Sarah Whitehead. She's got a brother, Philip Whitehead. In 1811, he's a cashier at the Bank of England. But Philip's got a problem. A very, very, very big problem.
What problem? Yeah, tell us, what problem?
The director says that Philip is falsifying cheques. Philip is arrested, judged, and hanged. Sarah's very shocked.
No! Philip can't be dead! No! No!
Today, her ghost haunts the Bank of England and Bank Underground.
Huh?
Always asking, where is Philip?
But why did Sarah Whitehead communicate with us?
Because my mum works for the Bank of England. And Sarah has got an important message. Mr. Hacker is making counterfeit money. Of course. Sarah left three clues to find Mr. Hacker.
A tissue!
The old bus route, the coin with the head of Isaac Newton, the counterfeit banknotes. Perhaps Philip Whitehead is an innocent man. This is Sarah's message. Yes, and today Mr. Hacker is a guilty man.
Where is Philip?
Oh, no, not again.
Philip? Philip?
Huh?
Grammy, it's you! What are you doing here?
Huh?
I'm going shopping with your mother.
But who's Philip?
Ah, there you
are. What are you doing under this table?
Huh?
Philip's my dog.
Woof, woof.